Well, I base all my statements on evidence-based medicine. And although when one looks at one of these problems, in order to be 100% certain, one has to be able to look at the entire population. And those studies are absolutely impossible to completely rule out that there's an association. But when one looks at vaccines, for example, there have been many, many studies that have looked at the association of vaccines and autism. And not one study has supported the cause of autism being due to the vaccines. This has been studied by the Institute of Medicine twice. The first time they decided that the issue could not be resolved and they needed to study it further. The second time they made a very clear-cut statement that there's no study that supports it and that they should no longer study this.